Call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. You all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First off, we're going to do is Resolution 122-2011, which is on our desks, appointing Ms. Kilduff as the acting borough clerk.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? If I may have a roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Is this roll call for here or for the vote?
For here.
Oh, here.
I thought it was the pack.
I thought it was too.
So we did a voice vote on that, right?
Yeah, we did a voice vote on the resolution.
Oh. Sorry.
Now we'll go to Resolution 118-2011 for the executive session for the purposes of personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Just continue on. For those of you in the audience, we did have an executive session earlier, and we started the meeting with the Open Publics Record Act and all those sort of things. Appointed Ms. Kilduff, our acting clerk, since our clerk cannot be here today. Which takes us to the minutes of the regular meetings of June 8th and 21st.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on either of those minutes?
Yeah, I have one addition to the June 8th. Minutes in the public audience portion. Right underneath Jeff Newlander, 6 McKinley Avenue. They didn't add Mr. Stephen Alcoa. He's also on the same street. He came in the same day about the flooding issues.
Okay.
His name's not mentioned in here about that. If you could just add that in there, that would be great. I also have another one on the...
same minutes?
No. This is the... Let's see, this is June 21st. I wasn't here. I was on vacation, actually. Page 4. Better enough numbers.
I believe it's... Yeah, can you do it? I don't know that you can do anything if you were not here for attendance.
Did you listen to the minutes? You can do it if you listen to the minutes.
Oh, okay. Did you listen? Well,
No. You know what? Actually, it was about an issue that was brought up, but I could bring it up in an agenda statements later on.
Okay. That works.
Okay.
That's all I have.
I have some questions.
Sir.
On June 21st.
21.
Page 3. I think it was Councilwoman Gleba who brought up the question about the homestead rebate. How that affects the financing.
I remember we spoke about it.
I think she brought it up. I don't remember bringing that up.
Somebody brought it up. It might have been.
I think it was me. I didn't ask about how it affected the...
I think you know what it was? You're right. You brought it up because you asked why it was listed as revenue on the CFO's report.
The CFO.
That's right. What it was.
Okay, so that was it. And on page 4, let's see here. It's under the recreation discussion reprogramming and free fee. The second paragraph, second line up from that sentence that starts with Zumba War Aerobics.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just a Zumba exercise class. I didn't know that was one.
So
yeah.
They haven't done anything. They were looking at it to do it at the pool.
Okay.
But in the pool. With
in physically in the pool.
Yeah, I remember that comment. Yeah.
All right. Okay, anything else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, but I abstained to the June 21st minutes that was not here.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes. Executive session minutes of June 8th and June 21.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Yes, June 21st.
Oh, we
don't have any correspondence, so at this point, I'll open up the remarks, the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Motion to close the audience portion.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. Next, we have our ordinances. Ordinance 3-2011 for introduction.
So moved, and have clerk read by title only.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Okay. Clerk to read by title only.
Restructuring Recreation Services Introduction.
Do we have any discussion on the...
If I could, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly.
I know that I made this comment at the last meeting, and the manager answered my question about, and it was, let me go to where I need to go. Page 4, under the duties of the director, item B. It says, be responsible to the borough manager for development and adherence to the annual and capital budget. Now, if you go back to page 2, powers and duties there, number 5, under the powers and duties of the recreation commissioners, to recommend in consultation with the director of recreation to the governing body a budget for the operation of the Board of Recreation Commissioners for each calendar year. It doesn't include in there the capital budget.
By state definition, budget encompasses operational, salary and wage, capital budget. Statutorily encompasses all of that.
Okay, so can you give me some clarification? I mean, I went back and, you know what I probably did? I probably read it too many times. You know what I mean?
To answer the first part of your question, what it means is in the statutes, by October, November, the budget process starts. That, the first part of your question on page 4, only applies if the Board of Recreation Commissioners is requesting any sort of funding from the governing body. Meaning, I send out the budget worksheets to the departments October, September, fill it in how much you need or how much you're requesting, I should say. That only applies if they need money from this body. If they don't need money from the governing body for whatever reason, my involvement with the rec director for purposes of budgets is done. Now, to go to your first part on page 2, what that is, this is for powers and duties of
the commissioner.
Page 2 is for the commission members. So that's just saying that to recommend in consultation with the director of recreation to the governing body a budget. The same thing. If they don't need money from this body, their involvement in the municipal budget process is done. You know how we do it for the planning board and board?
We would still get a copy of their budget.
Well, remember, if they're fully funded with no tax dollars, if it's solely fee-based, there's no budget to provide you. I mean, this body
more
can
like
say...
this
body can say, hey, can you provide me how you plan on spending it next year? But it would be for viewing purposes only. You wouldn't have the authority to tell them how to spend it.
No. It would be just...
I mean, that's no different. The reason a planning board and board of adjustment come before you guys each year for funding is the same concept. If they don't need funding, they don't come before you.
May I ask Councilwoman Gleba a question on this?
Sure.
If you want, why are you voting against this ordinance?
I think I've made that clear from the get-go, so I'm not going to comment again. I said I'm kind of like a control freak. I'm not ready to let them go. I'm interested in how the money's being spent. I think it's not the same as the planning board or the board of adjustment. I think there are revenues. I think there are expenses, and I'm not. I don't think we gave it enough of a chance.
To
be the committee. I mean, since I've been here, I think I've seen, some good things. There obviously are still a lot of issues, so.
You'll have all that information firsthand since your delay is on.
I'm still not ready to make it a commission. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you.
And I also, will add, though, with the whole, and I mentioned it numerous times, and nothing came of it, with page two, number one. I really, you know, I still think with the monetary, that they're not paying for everything. If it's going to be a trust, you know, we never specified in here, and I mentioned it numerous times, looking at all the minutes, that if they're going to be a total commission, then they should pay for everything, the maintenance, everything. Utilities, and that's not happening. So that's another reason. I have a couple of reasons, but those are the two main ones, if you must know.
If I could just make a quick comment on, as a response in rebuttal of that.
You don't have to. It's my vote.
Well,
I don't know why every time I vote differently, I get questions.
Okay, but it is to alleviate them coming to us with a budget, okay? Because, you know, basically, if we're supplying the boroughs, you know, lawnmowers and things like this to use our equipment on our manpower to do it, we're actually saving the Recreation Commission from seeking further funding from us, really, because that's less money, you know, they'll have to ask for.
If I could give a brief history, real quick on that.
That's not necessary. I answered it.
All right, it's fine. My concern is, though, that if they do come to the council with a request for some type of funds, that it originates with them, with the Recreation Commission. The commissioners, not the park director.
Well, according to this, well, it would come from both. It would come from both. Now, keep in mind, the park director, for lack of a phrase, is going to be the liaison to the borough and the board of commissioners. You have to have some sort of, for lack of a phrase, chain, if you will. We don't want seven, is it seven or nine?
It's
seven.
No, two.
You know what I'm saying? Seven plus two. If everything has to funnel through the chair and or the director.
Right,
at
chair.
Each junction. I mean, because in all reality, they're not going to be adversaries. They have the same goals. They have to come from both of them.
Well, I still think that should be moved out of there.
Then we have to pull this and not introduce it tonight. Because if we're going to make changes, we have to change it. I mean, this was the draft that council approved at the last meeting.
Yeah. Because before it goes out, it's going to cost us money to do the ordinance. So
it costs nothing.
If it is introduced, changes made, right?
Well, if you introduce it now and we make changes, there's still a cost associated with the changes. I mean, that's why I said to council last time, is this the final version? Do you want any changes? No one said anything, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, no, I brought that up at the
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't think the majority of council went along with it, if I'm correct.
Pardon me?
I don't think the majority of council wanted to make the changes that you suggested. Am I correct in that?
Well, let me ask you this, though. What if in their bylaws, the rec commission decides they want to bestow that authority on the rec director? I don't necessarily
this
know
right
that.
Here, this right here is an ordinance. This right here does that.
No. This says they do it in conjunction.
No, it doesn't say conjunction. No.
Consultation.
Consultation. Excuse me, consultation.
On page two, if that's what you're talking about.
No, right. I'm talking about...
page four only applies if...
Page four,
it says
paragraph
B. Correct.
This is under the director, duties of the director. Yeah. The director... be responsible to the borough manager for the development and the adherence to the annual and capital budget.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. So in October...
But here's my problem with that, Rich, is that this ordinance has given him the authority to do that over objections from the commissioner.
If the consensus of council is to change that, we change it, we reintroduce. Now, again... this is exactly what I was afraid of. That's why I said the council last time. It's everything.
Well, this right here is an ordinance that's giving him that power. Not it's giving it to the rec director, not the commission.
I'm not arguing for or against it. I'm saying this is what was approved at the last meeting. If this body wants to change it, we'll change it upon adoption.
All right. Then I would make that. I need to make a motion then to. To change this introduced resolution or ordinance.
I'll second that.
Okay,
so what are we're doing 355.8B.
Right.
Okay, and what is the new language going to be?
What specifically does council agree to have placed in there? I need to know specifically. Because the next because it has to be amended and published. So I need specifically what the consensus of the language should be. My only fear is that this is being amended on the fly without review by the attorney. So I just want to make sure there's no conflicting desire of what this body wants to do to the law that creates the recommendation.
Can we withdraw the introduction?
Yes.
Okay, well then.
Chose to, yeah.
All right, well then.
First off, withdraw what you just had.
Yeah,
I did.
No, withdraw the amendment.
Withdraw making the amendment.
Okay, and Dustin, you go ahead. Okay.
All right, I would make a motion to withdraw the introduction and have this table until.
Pending, did you make the original motion?
Did I make it? I made the motion.
Second, for sure.
Now.
Should be possible.
Specifically, what's your recommendation?
Specifically.
Well, we should vote on that, that motion. Okay, so all in favor of, well.
Rescinding.
Yeah, the rescinding of the introduction.
Did we do it by voice vote to introduce it, or did we do?
If everyone has consensus, you can do it.
Okay.
For introductions.
Okay. All in favor of removing the introduction?
Rescinding.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Higgins.
Okay. That needs to be clarified there, the, that. I don't know, maybe just put in conjunction and with the approval of the Board of Recreation Commissioners.
Well, that's contradicting their duties.
Pardon me?
That's contradicting their duties now.
No, it's in conjunction and approval of the Board of Recreation Commissioners. He is.
For the first part of the sentence, up to the comma after budget.
But the first, under powers and duties of the commission, it just says to recommend in consultation with the director. Now you're saying the opposite for the director's power.
Well, then that should be, the capital budget part should be stricken. Adherence to the annual capital budget.
Well, that's a legitimate request, though. I mean, keep in mind, he's still a borough employee, even though he reports to the Board of Commissioners. They still have to adhere to all budget.
I understand what you're saying, but you're making it specific to him.
I'm not making it specific.
Well, this is making it specific to him in conjunction with the manager. Be responsible for the adherence for the capital budget and the budget
correct.
Plan itself.
But every department head has to adhere to the capital budget and budget.
But every department is not autonomous.
But the ones that are, this is what applies. Planning board, Board of Adjustment, Shade Tree, are responsible to me for adhering to their budget.
Absolutely.
But that's so this is the only board or commission that's going to have a different requirement?
The library board.
That's statute.
The statute
dictates the library board is autonomous and has the sole authority of spending its funds.
So does the state statute for the recreation commission?
It doesn't, not if you don't, if you choose not to. But what I'm saying is, the plan,
that's the point.
Either way, it's fine. I mean, we need to do this right once, because I don't want to introduce an amendment.
Exactly.
As it is, I have to cancel the notice for the introduction, and hopefully I won't get billed for it, because now we're changing what we have to introduce.
How much is the bill?
I don't know.
You can take that
like
out of my borough salary.
Right.
A negative number? No, I mean.
Okay.
So these are questions we have for the
New
attorney,
Jersey State
really.
Statute 4012-1 governs the Recreation
mm-hmm.
Commission, and it says that they're an autonomous organization.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if we're going to make them autonomous, that this right here, this is saying that the director is responsible to the manager, not the Board of Recreation Commissioners.
No.
It could be interpreted that way, is what
the directors
are
responsible to the manager for adherence to all annual budget and capital budget personnel policies. These are the same requirements
so
that
scratch development.
The plan, I'm sorry?
Scratch development.
Yeah, because it's developed at the commission.
Or
the
adherence to. Okay, and that's that's, this is consistent with what the other boards do. So responsible, but see, you got to be careful, because the other boards and commissions are responsible to me for the development of the budget. They come to me, remember, there's cap laws and there's everything.
Well,
they present the budget to, they present the budget worksheet to me, which in turn gets presented to the governing body.
So you have that on page 2 and number 5, that the commissioners, mm-hmm. in consultation with the director, you know, they develop the budget, right? Number 5 is saying that the
yeah.
commissioners develop the budget.
Mm-hmm. This is contrary to that, really. So that's
but
a data
no,
point.
But no, see, that even needs to be cleared up, too, because that says their operation. It doesn't include the capital budget.
No, Rich just answered that.
But that
yeah,
is,
he's
yeah.
saying that
the word
when it says budget
there encompasses all the
capital operations.
All three budgets.
Statutorily, right. The word budget encompasses every dollar out.
Okay, so then we could take out the capital budget there. Capital, the word capital there, then, too.
On
B.
Powers and duties of
B.
the director?
Yes.
Be responsive. Adherence to...
To the annual budget, you should say.
Why don't just say, be responsible to the borough manager with the commissioners?
No.
Or start
well,
that.
I mean,
with the commissioners, be responsible to the borough
manager? I think they actually have different duties. I think it should be responsible to the borough manager. And then, as Dave said, just strike that for the development. And it should just say, be responsible for adherence to the annual budget. So you're striking and capital. So that's four words you've taken out. And then, because he has to, of course, report to the borough manager for the personnel policies and everything else, so, and the purchasing. So the rest of that sentence really is pretty clear then, I think, for the duties of the director as separate from
but
the
but I
commissioner.
Think he'd be an important piece for them to develop
previously,
a budget.
Previously, with the rec commission, it was the rec commissioners who developed the budget
mm-hmm.
and submitted it to the manager. It was the commissioners as a whole, not just the director. Correct me if I'm wrong.
But wouldn't they get input from the director?
They would get input.
Well,
sure.
Keep
but
in
it
mind.
Was their. It was their budget.
Budget, right.
Dave, I guess keep in mind, it doesn't necessarily matter what was done. It's what does council want to do now.
Okay. Well,
does
I would
council
like to
wanna,
see it. I would like to see it work good for 77 years with the commissioners developing the budget in consultation with the director. See here it says...
All right, then what I would recommend is you pull this introduction and I verify that there's nothing improper with that from the attorney. Because this
right.
was the version that was approved last time and now we're going
to
start making
I
changes.
I know.
So.
But see, that was the point that
change.
I was trying to make. I had this question last time and then I took it back and probably read it too much. But I don't feel comfortable with it. I mean, we did...
And
no, I mean, I agree with Dave. I think that
yeah.
it is not clear, and I think it's better to have the language rewritten by the attorney. Take them a minute, whatever, you know. And then
hopefully.
So, well, yeah, and it really should just be changing a few words in it, and it should be it, because
okay.
the rest of it, I'm pretty sure that...
And then have him submit it to us through email again so we can go over again, introduce it at the next meeting, and...
That's a good point.
Well, keep in mind, I don't know if I have to check what... There's not enough time to introduce it for the next meeting. Based on the publication date, because you need to have the introduction. Have
well, then we could wait further.
The,
oh, okay.
You know,
for
I mean,
us.
The notice
well,
in the paper.
Well, we said this wasn't going to take effect until January anyway, correct?
Yeah, right.
We
have time in that
system.
Regard.
I agree.
So
we
then, you know, I'll have the attorney review it. It'll get presented to you at the next meeting again. You sign off on it one more time. We reintroduce.
I'll send my changes to you. How's that?
Will that work?
Pardon me?
You're going to email them to me?
No, I'm going to send them through smoke signals.
Yeah.
that I do know.
It'll get there quicker.
Because you could see an equal legal mm-hmm. burn, dude.
Just saying.
No, he's just going to do it with a cigarette. That's
okay.
All right. Okay, so we're done with this? No other comments?
Okay.
Ordinance 4, 2011, repealing the abandoned properties ordinance.
So moved. Oh, one second. This is for
introduction? Yes.
Yeah, so moved. We've had the clerk read by title.
Okay, you got it. You sound seconded. Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just have a little discussion on it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I guess the reason that this is being changed is because it does take a lot of work to maintain this list of these abandoned properties, and our enforcement officer is overworked as well. Is that part of the problem?
No.
That's an assumption. I'm just asking the question.
The rationale behind removing this is twofold. Aside from the fact that it's a huge undertaking to maintain this list, when I said last year, and I remember if I also said it earlier this year, what I mean when the ordinance has no teeth is, it's aimed at abandoned properties. If a property is abandoned and the legal owner has abandoned the property, they don't want to have anything to do with the property.
Right.
Then you have to go up to the mortgage company, who wants even less to do with the property than the person that vacated. So it's an exercise in futility, because we don't have the funds to condemn homes, and we don't have the resources to maintain private property and constantly put liens on all of these properties. It's an exercise in futility. It has no teeth.
Well, I mean, it becomes a problem when these abandoned properties become a health hazard, crime situation.
I'm not talking about
and
that. I'm answering your question. We still go out and address these properties on an as-needed basis. But now we don't have to do all the rigmarole associated with doing that. I can just say, all right, we need to cut these five houses. They go out, they cut the five houses. At the end of the season, we contact the mortgage company one last time saying you owe us X. If they don't, we put a lien on the property. You can do that a lot faster and more economical than what the ordinance requires.
But as far as if it's necessary to condemn a property, that would go to the state?
Yeah, the state building official is the only one that can condemn the property. He's condemned three, and actually three are coming down. He just notified me Friday.
Going to be raised?
Yeah. Okay. Because they're unsafe structures, so he made them raise them.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No.
All right, roll call, please.
Reba?
Yes.
Corey?
Yes.
Wolf?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We'll need a publication date.
Public hearing of ordinance for 2011 will be August
7th,
2011, and
advertising
of public hearing
will
start on July 14th.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Reports.
Make a motion to accept the file report.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the reports?
Yeah, I would like, on the DPW report, I know this goes back to something that you had said earlier, Rich, about the work in the park with one person.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that they... the rec committee could look into getting somebody else to help them out with some of the stuff that the road department's doing for them?
We're looking into seeing if the finances allow for at least another part-timer. We're doing that now.
Okay,
keep in mind, our mandate was to make this work within the budget, within the existing trust. So we have to be conscious. We're only 2 weeks into an 82-day swim season, or pool season.
I understand that, but I don't want to skew numbers, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I mean,
if you know what I mean, budget numbers. If you got three guys putting in an 8-hour day there, that's 24 hours down there.
Correct.
Exactly.
Look, the bottom line is anything that a municipal employee does now,
mm-hmm.
for, say, the pool,
mm-hmm.
the park area, doesn't go to the profit and loss numbers associated with the pool.
That's what
correct.
I'm trying to say. So to your point, we need real numbers for what it's going to cost for them to be self-sustaining.
Well, Councilman Torres' point, though, that's exactly what he's saying. As far as when I said one of my concerns with the money is by the DPW doing that saving them the money so that they can be self-sustaining.
Right.
So that's.
I have two questions on the list here. The ADA masks, anything come about that? Will the state look at some of them on the main road and Belvedere Avenue? Quite a few still have displaced.
I can check with DPW.
Yeah.
When I spoke with them last, they went up and down.
Yeah, I think they probably just surveyed it. Is that what it was, a survey to do?
You checked them all correct and
okay.
said the ones that needed to be repaired
okay.
were repaired.
Okay. Will that be billed to us or whoever?
No, we did that in-house. They're ours.
Okay. All right. And the pothole, actually, the reason why I brought that up is because the resident there was concerned because they have a young child. It was actually in front of the house. There was a big like rut, probably about a
Which
foot deep.
Pothole?
The Gibson and Adams, it's actually in front of the blue house on, I think it's Adams, the main road that the liquor store is on now.
I'll
get on that.
Yes,
anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? No committee reports this evening? No old business? That takes us to new business. The approval of James Howell as a member of the Washington Fire Department.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Higgins or Mr. Jewell, is there any kind of qualifications that a new member needs? Or?
We can't talk about the fire department.
Technically, they can.
Oh, okay.
I can
answer
your question.
Okay. Sorry.
Really?
Yes, there is. The ordinance
that
the
ADA
is doing
right.
The requirements.
Okay. Hmm? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Okay. Wind and solar ordinance from the planning board. The planning board recommends that we go forward and adopt this. We had it at our last meeting for any discussion. Does anybody have any comments, questions, anything? Boyle, you look like you do.
The ordinance is to be adopted as written?
Yes. Okay. I was just concerned. I know I sent an email around about if they decide to increase the size of that in a wattage. I think it was limited in here to how high they can go.
Yes.
I was just worried that down the road they decide to put another farm next to it, that maybe they want to increase that. Would that be allowed down the road? I'm sure maybe they could get a variance of some sort.
Somebody hear that.
Yeah, as I remember it, this is goes along with what they could currently
right.
Do on the acreage that we have.
Okay.
Should technology improve to the point that they can double that or something,
right.
we would probably need to revisit that.
Right.
And I think this does go over what can be done now.
Okay, that's kind of what I was getting at, because we don't know down the road what kind of technology we have then as opposed to now.
Right,
like
yeah. I mean, 5 years from now, this could be completely moot and they could do three times as much or might not progress much at all. We don't know.
I have a question on it.
Sure.
This was fully okayed and reviewed by the attorney. Is that correct? Or not yet?
Is our attorney?
By our attorney?
Yeah.
He received a copy of it last time.
Was there any response to it yet or no?
No.
Okay. The planning board attorney has reviewed it.
Yeah.
Compared with other municipalities, doesn't find anything that concerns him with it.
I want to see pretty much where it's at in the process.
Okay, so do we want to go forward and have this for our next meeting, I guess? Or do we want to get something from our attorney beforehand?
No, as long as maybe the manager or yourself can contact him just to mention that he'll get back
okay.
to us if there's a problem with anything. I don't think it's, you know.
The first meeting in August? Okay. All right, then I would accept the motion to have this put on the agenda for the first meeting in August.
I'll move that.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we will make sure our attorney reviews it for any comments. How about if we do resolution 117 and 119 together?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on either of these?
117, that, this money is going towards their next year's taxes, correct? If I understand
it
right. The overpayment is being applied to next year.
Yes, they're applying to the next round of taxes.
All right. Now, would any of these people, were they notified that they have overpayments?
By law, they have to be notified.
Okay.
We can't release overpayments or apply them to future bills without the written approval.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Have a roll call, please.
Boyd?
Aye.
Valentine?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes, except I have saved on 119.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, resolution 120-2011, appointing Jessica Caldwell to the Recreation Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And 121-2011, appointing Lisa Gooley to Recreation.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Well, this was a question I had for both of you. Is there a reason why we don't know what their addresses are?
I don't think it would be public record. I think that's...
It was for the project. I had requested that, remember, a long time ago. Because this goes on the internet, and that's for their privacy, you know.
But if they're members of a committee, all our other committee members are on.
The council, I believe, is entitled to it. I just think that...
This was done at the request of Councilwoman Gleba at the approval of council last time to redact that when they gave it to you. That's the only reason it was redacted.
I mean, we don't have to redact it for council, as long as my concern is that this whole packet eventually gets online. Redact it before then.
If you want to change, we did what council asked last time. If you want to change it.
I mean, I have the original. If you'd like to review it, you're certainly welcome to.
Are these two women borough residents?
By law, they have to be, yes.
They have to be?
Yes.
That's not redacted yet. That's on...
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Make a motion that we pay our debt, pay the vouchers.
Second. Okay, any discussion on any of the vouchers? Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. Page 15 of the... voucher list here. Question that I have is this. The asphalt monies. How much repair work are we going to be able to accomplish? I have 15 now. I don't know if that's the right page. But anyway.
More materials.
How much area are we going to be able to accomplish with this patching that we're doing?
This year is actually a small area at the sewer plant. It's a catch basin repair. This is going to be reimbursed to us. I was able to convince the federal DEP to reimburse us because from time to time they use our property. So I kind of said, hey, if you use our property, it would be nice if you contribute to some of the maintenance that you drive on. So we fronted the money for a catch basin repair right as you cross the gates into the sewer plant, and they're reimbursing us the full amount. So all that is for this catch basin repair.
The same goes for on the sewer bill list, where we have the warm materials too?
Yes. That was the block and the material.
The same project?
Correct, same project.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yep.
Mr. Higgins?
Sorry. Let's see here. On page 3. I thought we had a grill donated to us.
It was too rough that they even used.
Okay.
We sat it there.
All right. Where is that now then?
We recycled it.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Page 12. What did I do on page 12? Why did I write that? What are probes for the pool?
In the pump house, there's two chlorination pumps. One that pumps the main pool, one that pumps to the baby pool. These are little probes that are inserted in a glass cylinder, so inside the pump house, you can see if the proper pH and chlorine levels are there.
That's fine. And let's see here. On page 1, under streets and roads, all state signs, we paid almost $1,000 for signs.
I have street stop signs in the market. I think that was for the, was that the curb your dog signs? I had to pull that to him.
That was what?
We had to get additional curb your dog signs and hardware for the parking lot downtown, because apparently people have been using our parking lot as
For
the dogs.
If that's the case, that was put up in the park, right? Those signs were put up on...
Well, they were already in the park.
No.
This is the parking lot.
He's talking
Steinhardt Field.
No, that was on a previous
right?
list.
It was?
Yeah, no, that was on a previous list.
There was some for the new parking lot.
This is for the new parking signs and materials were installed.
The one downtown.
This is the downtown parking lot I'm talking about, not Barron
Steinhardt. Okay, I'm done, sorry. Can I stay on that dog sign? Is there an ordinance attached to that for if found...
Yeah.
Be a fine,
yeah.
No sign.
Yeah. Well, okay. I shouldn't say. I think it's curb your dog in the course of a borough ordinance. You know, X.
Okay.
Because that way the animal control officer and the police can enforce it.
All right. Thank you.
Without the ordinance, they can't enforce it.
Exactly. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Yes, except for everything to do with the fire department.
Boyle?
Yes.
Lima?
Yes.
Jules?
Yes, except for the squad, rusty squad, and fire department.
Corey?
Yes.
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 Recap, Mr. Farrell.
We'll make the changes to the Recreation Commission ordinance. I'll also confirm that there's nothing conflicting there with the attorney. Reapproval of it by the governing body, July 19th. Reintro on 8/16.
Council remarks. Mrs. Gleba.
Just two quick things. Rich, if you could send a reminder about the code book, because I gave the July 1st due date, and I know some of the commissions might not have met, but like I do know the Shade Tree had issues with their ordinance. I actually know Planning Board is working on stuff, but just a reminder, if they want any changes made or to give any information. I know 16 is working on it, and I got a lot of information from the code, Mr. Stone. And then also, I just wanted to publicly thank Councilman Torres for all the research and information that he did give to write the recreation ordinance to make it, as best as possible. So I know that was a lot of work, and it did give me a lot of information.
Well, thank you. I'd like to thank you back.
Well, for that, Mr. Torres, since you have the mic, how about you go next?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to just mention that our borough manager is doing a fine job with his budget oversight, as far as I can see. I would hope that, the communications remain, very well, and just I have that on public record. We'd like to see communications so that the council knows, pretty much what's going on in town. But there's something I did want to mention tonight that has really been, pretty much a pet peeve of mine, which happens to be vacant storefronts, which are, in the borough, which, are pretty much causing, a deterrent to the character of our borough. I mean, if there's, every building, can become vacant for any particular reason. But when it's, over a couple of years, it becomes more than an eyesore. It becomes maybe a health hazard. Sometimes it can become some haven for graffiti and crime. Rodents, pests can get in to the buildings, affecting the tenants upstairs. So I'd like to just mention that I will be working on an ordinance that will address this in the upcoming future. So just to make the public aware that I think that that's really a concern. I particularly don't like it when our realtors trying to sell the houses in the borough that, of course, might be on anybody's street, right down the street, a house could be for sale, and they have some nice customers that they get from New York City. They're working in Manhattan, they're looking to commute, it's no problem. They love the house. Realtor says, this is great. But then they drive them through the downtown and they see, oh no, what's going on here? It's for rent. Okay, so it becomes a problem. And, these people say, let's look at another town. I really love that house, but... So that affects the community as well. It affects our economy. Small businesses are affected because right on the downtown, if you're a business, nobody wants to be next to a vacant you know, a storefront. So it becomes a problem. So as I had said, you know, I'll be developing an ordinance in the near future to, you know, bring up to the council.
Okay.
That's it.
Mr. Valentine?
No, I have no comments.
Mr. Higgins?
Sure. A couple things here. Do we have any follow-up information on the DPW garage deal?
As far as...
Yes.
No. I know that the attorneys have been speaking to you. That's all I know.
This I just remembered. When we had that agreement with the Washington Township Police Department, now, and they send us a bill, we pay it. Did we get something from them saying that it was going to remain flat? And the reason why I asked that is I heard while at the, it doesn't matter where I heard, but I heard they're getting 3 new police cars.
There was police cars in the budget that you approved.
There were 3 new police cars?
I don't recall if it was
okay.
3, but
okay.
I think
it was a trade-off, either the SUV or 2 cruisers.
I think it was,
two. Okay.
I think it was part of your budget.
Kind of
two. I mean, they may be very well buying one on their own, but correctly, it was
we'll
2.
We'll get 2 Oxford kids.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Never mind.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, the streetlights are working.
Okay. Mr. Jewell.
I had a great 4th of July. I'm glad to see all the residents coming out for the Washington Celebration America. There was more people out this year. It was great to see that. Keep it up. We'll have more people come out next year. And we're going to work on this county road. We got a few roads in the county. County take a few roads over here with the junction with Pat here. I'm sure we'll follow up on that. Other than that, I'm have a safe summer.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. Real quick. Rich, good job on the municipal courts. I understand from your correspondence that the judge is going to agree to do a summons affidavit so you don't have to appear for items that are like snow removal. Appreciate that. The August 2nd meeting, I won't be here, Mayor, and that's National Night Out as well. So I'll be flipping funnel cakes. Code enforcer, is Mike, is he back?
Yes.
Is he good? I had called earlier in the month of June, maybe. Shade trees downtown. Looks like some are using those as to hang their signs on. Excuse me?
You said business?
Businesses? A business in particular. But I didn't think that was...
Can you tell me where after, if you want, just right
now? I'll tell you now.
All right.
It's Domino's. Domino's?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Stop signs. The residents in the Lambert section, Wayne and Lambert, approached me about the process of installing stop signs on Lambert Street. What's the process we need to go through on that?
The way it works now is, for once, I'm very shocked. The state actually made something easier. We're permitted to install any road signs on any of our roads as long as it gets signed off by a municipal engineer that it meets all of the DOT requirements. You can't just put a stop sign up because you want it there.
Right.
Like if the road warrants a stop sign and it meets all the requirements, we can install a stop sign without their approval.
Okay.
So if there's particular roads, let me know like which intersection.
Sure.
One stop sign, 4-way stop sign, what have you.
There would be 2 stop signs. Please don't ask me east and west, north and south, all right? It would be where Wayne Street tees into Lambert at like the Steinhardt Memorial School.
So you want to make that a 3-way stop?
I jog it.
They got one there now,
yeah, so
but just on Lambert way. Street, mm-hmm. both directions don't have anything.
So you need 2 more, and in total will be a 3-way stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was the purpose behind the residents requesting this?
Speed. They've asked a few times, and the police have been there, running radar, stuff, what have you. But it is speed. It is a straight shot. With the school crossing during school, it's a drop-off pickup point mm-hmm. as well.
Right.
Okay. The final item that I have here would be tar and chipping. What's the tar and chipping for roads? I know the boys out there are trying to patch up as best they can. And patching is temporary, I would imagine, at best, I would imagine.
What's the opinion on tar and chipping?
Tar and chipping is, as I had a conversation with Mr. Bird at one point, this was probably a year ago, is good for a road that's in reasonably good condition. If it's, as far as patching goes or putting over patch, probably not that good. Is that pretty close, John?
Yes, pretty good. Last year, when John presented the DPW budget to the council, he asked about this, and I think it was the overall consensus to patch versus tar and chip.
Yeah.
If that mindset has changed and council would like to see more of that, well, we can reallocate the asphalt money for tar and chip.
Well, as we're going forward, we really need to be looking at with these roads. We're going to be biting our fingernails with the money that we have to bond to repave. And I was just curious about tar. And you don't really see that much anymore.
Most towns. Yeah.
In the rural towns, you see
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a patch. I mean, you get more years out of it. But
it's like a treatment, I think.
More
like a treatment.
Yeah, it's a sealer with stone. That's
I know Liberty Independence does that currently. We're going to need it because
they're already jackhammered.
Was water breaks.
Okay. Yeah, no, I thought that was.
I mean, what I would be quite honest, the only way to actually correct this is to start doing some road improvement projects. The only way to start doing road improvement projects is bond for money.
Well, going into what would be going into 2013 budget?
Yeah, 12. I mean, you could start for next year if you chose.
If we start planning, because it's getting to a safety issue, avoiding these potholes and then whacking somebody on a bike.
I know one thing that Mr. Bird has brought up is doing like you did on sections of North Prospect, where you just dig up a section of road where there's a problem with potholes and repave that section to get a little bit more life out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different schools of thought
on
road repair. I mean, if council wants to start looking into some long-term road improvement projects, we can start doing that. We'll just, again, it's all contingent on borrowing money.
Well, right.
There's some towns out there that do a mile or 2 miles of road a year, and that's their capital.
New Jersey.
Can you dedicate some of the surplus to increase the budget?
And then you stay on top of it.
Just by doing like more.
Right. Like, I know Liberty Township, for instance. My parents, their road, they haven't paid that road for 15 years. They do a mile of road a year. And their budget is consistent every year. They do the same amount every year.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
They got money
to
bank spare.
I mean, for us, the only feasible way to do it is to borrow money.
Right now.
New Jersey is the most expensive state in the nation for road improvement projects.
Right.
To do a full road reconstruction in New Jersey costs $1.1 million. The average for the other 49 states is $180,000.
That's doing it in-house?
No, that's paying to have it done.
If
we do a full road briefing, like road stuff, there's companies that you want to come in and have them dedicated towards roads. I don't want to pull my guys off, and you'd want to do it.
Other than my next, if we had the manpower to do it in-house and then work with, like, the township, and they're doing their roads.
Well, the township's got the co-op.
They're using Morris County co-op.
Oh, they are?
Morris County. Their bond was for $2 million, and they're using the co-op to say, okay, we want these roads done, do it. And the prices are all predetermined. What's nice about that is all we have to do is measure the road miles that we need, how many road width, how many road miles, X number of miles, give me a price. It's all predetermined.
Is that the best route to go?
Not necessarily. It's easier. That doesn't make it the best. I would suggest, depending on the volume of roads that you're looking at, if you're only looking to do a half mile, maybe. If you're looking to do 5 miles, you want to go out to bid in-house.
We have a lot of half miles, I think.
We've got a lot of roads.
We have 22 miles of roads.
Alligator.
What would be the right time to start really crunching these numbers? September, October?
I'd say we'd start crunching them prior because we'd want to make it part of our next year's budget because in all reality, we should do it sooner because if you truly want to do it next year, we should be paving this time next year, which means we need the engineer to design it. We need, if we're going to go out to bid and everything. So in all reality, we need to know sooner rather than later. But on the flip side, just be careful. I don't necessarily want to spend engineering design money to find out you're not going to bond the project.
Right.
So.
Yeah, good point.
It's a trade-off. I mean, I can get you miles based on what the Morris County Co-op says now for nothing.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean? I can say we have to do 20, I'll give worst case scenario, say we do 5 miles. I can get you those numbers, just to ballpark it. The problem is it fluctuates, the cost of the asphalt. I mean, now it's surprisingly low. Getting gas prices are high, but asphalt dropped, so it's very odd now. I can get you rough prices, say, on the 5 miles.
If you could do that, just for giggles there, to see where we're maybe looking at as we go forward.
Mr. Torres, you had a question in regards to that?
Actually, yeah, just a suggestion. I had thought that, you know, we should probably start as the road committee to make a priority list of really which areas.
I believe there is.
We do.
We have a map.
A map, actually.
We'll get you a copy of that.
Okay.
It was done in 2008, where the whole roads were surveyed.
But now, I mean, the potholes change every year, so, of course, these are the new, you know.
The poor roads have not yet better.
Yeah, I doubt that the priority list would change very much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, ask that.
What's up with Beethoven Avenue?
She's designing it now. It's being designed as we speak. Our goal is to go out mid to late August for a fall pave.
Pat, could I get a copy of that also?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Boyle?
No, thank you, Mayor.
All I have is, unfortunately, I wasn't around to see the parade, but I did see the fireworks, and they were great. My congratulations to Washington Celebrates America on another fine job. I heard many good things about the parade, and that's all I have. I guess if there's anything else, I would accept them.
Oh, I hate to do this to you guys. Can we do 5 minutes in depth contract negotiations for one of their professionals?
Okay.
I couldn't do it for four because of the other reason.
Okay, but can we do that? Because I have a specific question.
Relating to the first part or
no,
different?
Relating to a contract.
So if it's a contract negotiation with one of your politically awarded professionals, yes.
No,
that's what
not.
I have to speak about.
No, it's not. It would be like contract negotiations.
Contract negotiations is an executive session topic.
Okay,
yes,
we've already discussed
two topics, one executive session.
I mean, as long as it stays on that subject.
Right. So I guess we're going to have to go.
Okay, then I would accept the motion to go into executive
session. I'll make the motion.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm looking at a lot of these roads. I talk about the engineering, but a lot of towns.
Right, I'll ask that question afterwards. I responded to you. I mean, that's between them and the state. It has nothing to do with us.
Oh, well, that's
where's the girlfriend? Where's she at? Softball game. I'm going to try to make it December.
Go to the mic. We're in no protection.
I love you.
Yeah, no, you're going to ask the question.
Yeah, you want to ask it after we go out.
Put a little smile on your face. A little thing matter,
yeah? Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Communication, Dave.
Yeah.
Don't you think everyone should know?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
And transparency, you're right. Okay, we're back in executive session.
Out of executive session.
Out of executive session. All right, I do have one quick question.
That's what I mean with that.
When I was getting my morning coffee the other day, I was approached by an employee of QuickCheck who is under the impression that the response they got was the state put a moratorium on our hookups to our sewer.
Like I said, the last time I spoke with anyone from QuickCheck, when they were here,
didn't we have that issue 6-7 years ago?
No, what they did is they let us make the determination. Somebody else petitioned DEP and said you have to go with what process because somebody wanted to hook up and we said no.
I mean, I can find out. Cause I've had zero interaction, so I don't know the answer. I mean, does the state have the authority to do that? Absolutely.
But
you think they'd notice that?
Well, I say communication.
Yeah.
But no, nothing's come through my office, and Andrew would have told me that if he heard it, because he's been copied on everything.
Unless they sent it to the wrong community, because there's so many Washingtons.
Yeah.
Could be, actually.
Well, look, I'll just call their attorney.
I'll
ask
them. Okay, yeah. That works.
I'll ask
them. Anything else? Set the motion.
Go move.
Here.
Go move.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done.